You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good morning, or good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be calling in and tuning in to us here at Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and we are celebrating Tuesday, October 24th, and it finally looks like the weather out here in Toronto, Ontario. It really feels like fall today, wouldn't you say, Alex?
It's about time for sure.
Unbelievable. Finally, I actually see some leaves that are actually turning, instead of green or brown, they're actually turning a little orange.
Aren't we blessed to be in this country with the leaves changing the way they do?
I know. I just hope by the time they do change that we don't have winter and then we'll have snow with colored leaves.
The beauty of being Canadian.
Yeah. Well, everyone, I certainly hope you had an enjoyable weekend, and we thank you so much each and every Tuesday and Friday here at Radio Maria. And we want to thank Deacon Joe D'Amico and Jeanette, who came from Mackenzie Health Hospital to speak to us all about the area of therapeutic touch and caregiving. I certainly hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and it was very therapeutic for me, I'll tell you, and an eye-opener in terms of, you know, what lies ahead. I know for myself, being the daughter of a mother who is 85 and already her sight is going, and so there's many issues that we have to consider, but having Deacon Joe here was a true blessing. It was a real inspiration, and we certainly are going to look forward to having Deacon Joe here once again, so we look forward to that. So, and let's start off with our Hail Mary together, shall we? Bow your heads. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Alex, for being with me today. I tell you, I can't do half of this stuff without him. He is a blessing in disguise, I tell you. So, you know, dear listeners, oftentimes people have said to me, oh, Christina, you're such a patient person. I just sit there and I laugh every time I hear it. Because, you know, I've worked in the area of special education. So I have worked with children who were hearing impaired. I worked with children who were visually impaired. I worked with children who had mental challenges, physical challenges, learning problems on top of it, and behavioral problems, issues. So, you know, I've worked all in those exceptionalities, and really I don't want to sound like I'm boasting. I just want to say that I was successful, but I taught through my heart. That's what I wanted to tell you. I taught through my heart. And yet, when it comes to other things in life, I am the least of the patient that I should have these virtue, the virtue that the Lord gives us, the virtue of patience. And I'm sorry to say, I don't have much of it. Even when I'm in the car and I get cut off, and I don't say anything nasty, but
I think it's true for all of us, Christina, in that, you know, we try to be patient with ourselves, but we find it much more easier to be patient with others and
you think
and
so, Alex?
I think so. It's just because for myself, I'm very hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try and do the best that I can. And, you know, for somebody who did go through school with a disability, I am very appreciative of the teachers and staff members that did assist me. And I could tell you that they do have a certain way about them that enables the students to learn from them, and they're very accommodating.
Isn't
so
that wonderful?
Just continue with your efforts, and I know that you also teach on the side at the moment. And
yes,
so it's a beautiful thing. So thank you for doing what you're doing as well.
Oh, you know, don't you love this guy? You know, if there's any listener out there who's single, by the way, Alex is single. He's blushing. It's good for him, you know. I keep him on his toes, you know. I'm old enough to be his, I was going to say mother. No way, I'm not going to say that. I'll say his older sister. Well, dear listeners, you know, we all go through so many trials in our life, and we are definitely not immune to any of it, and have not walked away unscathed. Our lovely Radio Maria has been touched so deeply by our loss of our administrative assistant, our dear friend Lena, and it's very difficult to have the patience to say, you know, when is this pain, this loss going to pass? And it's not going to pass right away. It'll take time. But I know that the word patience, actually, it does come from the Latin word. It means to suffer, to endure, and to bear. And I guess this is why patience is one of the more of the moral virtues that comes under the general virtue of fortitude. Thomas Aquinas said, patience is one of the humble workaday virtues, but it is, in a real sense, the root and guardian of all virtues, not causing them but removing obstacles to their operation. Do away with patience and the gates are open for a flood of discontent and sin. How true. What a wise, wise man. While we know patience is necessary, it's also a very difficult virtue because it requires us to have control over our emotions and our passions. In honor of St. Therese, patience is something we often admire in others, right? But according to St. Therese, patience came with a struggle. She said that the greatest teaching is that everything is grace. And those of you who do follow St. Therese, in The Between Friends, a publication for the Friends of the Society of the Little Flower, is a wonderful and profound article about patience. Impatience, as the writer puts it, is basically arrogance. The arrogance of believing that I know better. In our Sunday Visitor website, Pope Francis reminds us that in good times and in bad, patience can keep hope alive, including prayer. In his homily, Pope Francis reflected on the Book of Tobit, comparing the struggles faced by Tobit, who suffered due to blindness, and Sarah, Tobit's future daughter-in-law, who lost 7 husbands. Those dark moments tested their patience and their faith in God. Both reached the point where they actually thought it might be better to be dead, the Pope said. But Sarah thought, if I hang myself, will I make my parents suffer? And she stops and prays. The Pope said, Tobit said, this is my life. Let's keep going. And he prays and prays. This is the behavior that saves us from bad moments. Prayer. Tobit and Sarah were patient with their pain and kept alive from the hope that God was present in the midst of their suffering. They held fast to the hope that God hears us and ensures we pass through these bad moments. In moments of sadness, whether great or small, in dark moments, prayer, patience, and hope. Do not forget this, our Pope Francis tells us. Pope Francis has called on us Christians to reflect on what happens in their souls during dark times and whether they can accept trials as a necessary cross to bear rather than fall prey to the vanity of artificially beautiful moments in life. You know, the loss of Lena has weighed heavily on my heart and everyone here. And I think of all the people I have lost in a very short period of time. And I just think, well, if I am a true faith, a true believer in Christ, then I have to believe, and I must believe, that there is a better place, and it's called heaven. And it's with the eternal God. And there we would spend our eternity. Because really, that is what our goal is. That is our destination. That is our prize. That's what we all hope for, is to have eternal life with Jesus. How wonderful is that? And when I think of that, then I think, yes, don't be sad too much. Be in peace, knowing that all the loved ones that you have, all your friends that you've lost, are there in heaven waiting for you, to guide you, to be with you, and to help you see how beautiful heaven is. And I just throw that out there to all our listeners who are mourning. Of course, All Souls Day is just around the corner. And I know things might be weighing heavily in your heart today and this morning. And you're thinking, you know, how do I get out of this muddle? How do I get through this? Here's the thing. You will get through it, but it'll take one moment at a time, and it will take you praying to our God, praying to Jesus, and asking for the intercession through our Blessed Mother, that she will help you, and she will guide you, and she will hold your hand, and she'll hold your heart because it's so broken and so lonely, and she'll take every tear that you throw out to her, and she'll gather them up in a basket, and she'll send them up to heaven, and she'll take care of you while you're here and give you the strength that you didn't think was possible. And you'll say to yourself, how did I get through that dark moment? How did I manage? But through God's grace, and it is through grace, that you will pull through. You will go on. The sun will shine again. Even though you are in the midst of darkness, the sun will shine. I believe it. You must believe it. So lift up your hands and thank the Lord that He gives you these trials and these challenges. Yes, thank Him. Yes, thank Him for the pain. Yes, thank Him for the different things that you might be going through the sudden diagnosis. Yes, because Jesus, our God, has a plan for all of us, and we don't know what it is, but we do know this, that God allows things to happen in our life for a reason that we're not supposed to know, but it happens so that we come closer to Him. He is taking us, you know, have you ever seen pottery being made? You know that old cliche about the clay and the potter? Well, you know that the potter being our God and you being the clay. Well, guess what? You're not going to be the perfect little round bowl. There's going to be little dents and bumps around you. But in the end, you are so perfect in God's eyes right now. And He is refining you. He's refining you the way you refine gold. And through the fire. And in order to refine gold, you have to put it through the fire to make it the most beautiful piece of gold. And that's what we are, dear friends. My precious and sweet listeners who tune in to me every Tuesday and Friday, I love you so much that I say to you, hang on to Jesus. Hang on to your faith. Don't let doubt and fear eat at you. take it like as if it was a balloon. And you know how a balloon, when you blow into it, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you think that's fear, fear and anger and this and that and all the negative. Just take a big pin and pop it one. And pop it with the pin of hope in Jesus. And say to yourself, I don't need this. I have Jesus. And Jesus will give you the strength, that divine strength and understanding and peace in your heart. And you'll see it, maybe not overnight, but day by day, day by day, the mountain will become like a molehill, right? So be thankful for whatever comes your way, because we are on this earth. God didn't say he was going to give us a bed of roses while we were here. He didn't say that to us. Mm-mm. He said that he has come here to save us because we are sinners, and we are all sinners, and we will continue to sin while we're on this earth. But as long as we come to him with a very contrite heart, a heart that's humble and contrite, and ask for his forgiveness and his mercy, God will forgive you. He has forgiven you. He's paid the price. He died. Jesus died on the cross for all of us, for all our sins. You have nothing to feel guilty about. You have nothing to feel bad about. You have the mighty Jesus here, the ever-present living God. How in the world can you be afraid of anything when you have Almighty God in your hands? Patience doesn't develop overnight. I know that, and you know that. God's power and goodness are crucial to the development of patience. In Colossians 1, it tells us that we are strengthened by him to great endurance and patience. While James in 1 encourages us to know that trials are his way of perfecting our patience. Our patience is further developed and strengthened by resting in God's perfect will and timing. How do we display the patience that is characteristic of Christ? First, we've got to thank God. A person's first reaction is usually, why me? What did I do? How come I got this problem? But the Bible says to rejoice in God's will. Second, we have to seek his purpose. Sometimes God puts us in difficult situations so that we can be a witness. And other times he might allow a trial for sanctification of our character. Remembering that his purpose is for our growth and his glory will help us in the trial. And third, remember his promises, which tells us that all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. The call things include the things that try our patience. So the next time you're in a traffic jam, Christina, or betrayed by a friend, or mocked because of your testimony, how will you respond? The natural response is impatience, which leads us to stress and anger and frustration. Praise God that as Christians, we are no longer in bondage to a natural response because we are new creations in Christ himself. No matter where you are listening right now, if you're in a jail cell, you're in a palliative care, you're in a nursing home, you're in a hospital, wherever you're in the kitchen, wherever you are, Jesus is with you right now. And he's never, ever, ever left your side. You always have to remember that Jesus gave you free will. God gave us free will. And with that free will, you have to invite God into your heart. You have to invite God. You have to tell God everything, the good and the bad and the ugly, and everything, no matter what it is. Lord, help me get through the traffic jam. Lord, give me some patience. Lord, I'm having difficulty with this person. Lord, I'm afraid. Lord, I'm deeply afraid. Help me, Lord. And I'm telling you, because I care so much about you, and because I come here for you, that God will not leave you. God hears you. Let go and let God do his thing. The story of Saint Monica was raised in a Christian home in North Africa. Tagaste. Probably saying it wrong for all our wonderful friends who come from Northern Africa or know that area. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Early in life, she struggled with alcoholism and sneaking drafts of wine from the family cellar before being caught and subsequently giving up the habit. She was later given in marriage to a pagan Roman man, Patricius. But he was not an entirely bad man, but was licentious, and he had a violent temper. Monica had to endure this daily as well as live with his similarly ill-tempered mother. Monica suffered greatly, and she fervently prayed for long years for the conversion of her family members. Her patience and kindness became a source of encouragement to other unhappy housewives with whom she came in contact. Monica gave birth to 3 children and was grieved that her husband would not allow them to be baptized. Her eldest son, Augustine, was the most wayward of her children and caused her the most pain. And for his conversion, she prayed fervently for years. Through her persistence in prayer and good example, her husband became a Christian shortly before his death. When Augustine was caught up with heretical sects, and that's S-E-C-T-S, and moved away to Milan, Saint Monica followed him. A holy bishop comforted her, saying, "The child of those tears shall never perish." Monica became friends with the bishop of Milan, Saint Ambrose, who eventually led Augustine to convert to the Christian faith. He was baptized shortly before her death, but not before they had spent peace-filled, joyous days together discussing the mysteries of God, whom they loved so much. I'm grateful for the story of St. Monica. While I am certain I will be praying for patience and confessing my lack of it for many years to come. And here is a little prayer from St. Monica in honor of St. Monica. Dear St. Monica, you were once the mournful mother of a prodigal son. Your faithfulness to prayer brought you and your son so close to God that you are now with him in eternity. By your intercession and God's grace, your son, St. Augustine, became a great and venerable saint of the church. Please take my request to God with the same fervor and persistence with which you prayed for your own son. And here you can mention your intention. With your needs, worries, and anxieties, you threw yourself on the mercy and providence of God. Through sorrow and pain, you constantly devoted yourself to God. Pray for me that I might join you in such a deep faith in God's goodness and mercy. Above all, dear Saint Monica, pray for me that I may, like your son, turn from my sin and become a great saint for the glory of God. Amen. Unfortunately, listeners, human beings can't escape suffering in this world. However, the way we face life's sorrow is a question of moral character. Do we allow sorrow to dominate our existence, or do we bear our sorrow in a praiseworthy manner? Patience is the particular virtue we need to help us bear sadness in such a way that we do not abandon the good course of our lives. Though it's perfectly natural to experience sadness over loss or injury, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, patience enables one to bear suffering in such a way that he is not broken by sorrow or led to forsake the way of virtue. Patience preserves peace of mind in the face of injury and suffering and sadness. Patience is not a passive virtue. It requires much inner strength not to be discouraged in the midst of great trials and sadness. Our dear friend here, Lena, God bless her soul, remained peaceful and cheerful and focused on others. Men and women who possess the virtue of patience have a tremendous inner strength that enables them to bear even life's most acute sufferings well. People lacking in patience focus so much on themselves that they almost seem incapable of being kind and thoughtful and generous to others. Patience teaches us to be truly present to the reality of our life, the sacred place where God meets us and lives and works with us. Patience is about the sacrament of the present moment living life without judgment, with a listening openness and hope that believes that the God who is with us right here. While Mary is the perfect example of the holy virtue of patience, many other saints often offer us examples of patience throughout their lives. And so I wanted to give this little prayer before we go, and it's by Saint Augustine. And it goes like this, and you can bow your head. God of our life, there are days when the burdens we carry chafe our shoulders and weigh us down, when the road seems weary and endless, the skies gray and threatening, when our lives have no music in them, and our hearts are lonely, and our souls have lost their courage. Flood the path with light. Turn our eyes to where the skies are full of promise. Tune our hearts to brave music. Give us the sense of comradeship with heroes and saints of every age, and so quicken our spirits that we may be able to encourage the souls of all who journey with us on this road to life, to your honor and glory. Amen. Well, dear friends, we are very close to our time, and I cannot even begin to tell you how blessed I feel knowing that you are tuning in Tuesday and Friday. I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart that you tune in and you find this as a ministry. As always, this is and has been right from the beginning a live prayer call-in line. And we are at 416-245-1534. And our email is at quilt, QUILT, at radiomaria.ca. For those of you who obviously cannot email, cannot call, but you're listening, I have great faith that this ministry will always be a blessing to you. And I pray through the intercession of our Blessed Mother that she opens her arms and covers you with her gentleness, with her kindness, with her merciful heart, that she enwraps you and holds you close so that you can experience God's wonderful love and mercy. May you have a blessed day, an evening filled with peace, knowing that God loves you so very, very much. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. Just a single day.